alright, cause I'm a mug tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any mugs will do. I got me Parker, quite soon he got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are alright, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker, I used to be a punk, but now punk's on blue. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me mad. I only bought one because it made it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I used to be a punk, but now punk songs.
Tu pourras rien être de... plus ça me plaît. Je la bats comme du petit lait. Ce que j'aime le plus, c'est le mauvais sang. Je m'en repais à tout bout de champ. Mais j'aime aussi les catastrophes qui mettent la vie en apostrophe. Quand ça va bien, je suis malheureux. Quand ça va mal, je suis très heureux.
You don't have any sound. Okay, hang on. Hang on. Hey, everybody. Somebody turned all of the dials and everything. Are you okay now?
I can hear.
Okay. I know. I put my headphones on, too, and I heard nothing. I'm like, what the heck?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Oui. Je suis dans l'épisode de Punks and Parkas de la Francais.
I'm pretty sure that's
not. That's not how that goes. I tried.
You tried very well.
Thank you. Merci.
Merci.
Oh, merci. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Yes, you have stumbled upon
the French quarter.
The French quarter. A bunch of French, and I'm seriously starting to regret this right now.
Because you got to pronounce it all.
I got to pronounce all the names and the titles.
I mean, I can try.
Well, we'll both try. But anyway, welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
101.5.
This is English, and you can't even say that?
I know. This is not boding well. 101.5. Why does that sound weird to me today?
I have no idea.
Un point cinq. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, if you haven't caught on, it's all French.
Oui, oui.
I got onto a bit of a French yeah, yeah pop kick last week.
I can tell.
And yeah, so now you're all getting a French yeah, yeah pop music show.
Yep.
Not bad. Love it. Yeah, yeah, that's what they call like this weird period in the mid to late 60s of French pop music. Yeah, yeah. It's fantastic. This is stuff by like Francois Hardy, Jane Birkin, Brigitte Bardot, Anna Karenina. There's a bunch of artists. A lot of them only had one or two hits, but man, the stuff is so good though.
It's really like,
it's like,
yeah, yeah, bouncy, poppy thing.
Right? Yeah. Like cute.
Yeah.
But also not cute. It's got a good driving beat, like that last song, Le Responsable by Jacques Dutronc, as I've been corrected many a times. It's got such a great beat.
Yeah.
Like that. I love that song. It was used, my friend Johnny Owen actually used an English version of it to open up his movie, Svengali.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Yeah. There's an English version out there, and it's a great song. Anyway, start off the show with France Gall doing Baby Bop.
Yep.
After that was Fabini del Sol, Laisse tomber les filles, which is a song, Chick Habit, was made super famous by being in one of Tarantino's movies. Was it
Kill
Death
Bill,
Proof?
I think it was Kill Bill.
Was it Kill Bill?
Yeah.
I can't remember. One of his later movies by April March. Did a version of it, an English version.
Yes.
But she also recorded the French version, too.
Ah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the French version. Like I said, Jacques Dutronc, Le Responsable.
Oui, oui.
That's probably as close to as French as I'm going to get on that one. Yeah, the whole show, all French. Maybe some English thrown in, but by French artists.
I don't know. It all looks French to me.
Does it all look pretty French? I don't remember 100% what I put on there. Yeah, it's all French.
Yeah, it's all French.
My French teachers. So we live in Canada. We have two official languages, English and French. So not so much I found my son, but we were like forced to take French to like
grade 9 or 10.
For
us, it was grade 6.
You went up to grade 6.
Yeah.
I went to the same school from kindergarten to grade 9, and it was part of the curriculum till grade 9. And then when I went to high school for 10 to 12, I took it for 1 year, and it brought my GPA down like insane. So I was like, well, guess who's not continuing with French anymore? But I got to say, it's handy to know a little bit of a second language.
Yeah, a little bit of the basics. It's all
Yeah, like a little bit. Like I can tell you what some of these titles say, like 7 heures du matin is 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know?
Itsy bitsy petite bikini is little itsy bitsy. Itsy bitsy
teeny weeny.
Itsy bitsy teeny, I can't even.
Teeny weeny beanie?
Yeah, teeny weeny beanie.
That's what we're playing next. Anyway, this is Dahlia with Itsy Bitsy Petite.
Bikini.
Bikini on Funkin' Parkas, the French show.
Sur une plage, il y avait une belle fille qui avait peur d'aller prendre son bain. Elle craignait de quitter sa cabine. Elle tremblait de montrer aux voisins. Un, deux, trois, elle tremblait de montrer quoi? Son petit Itsy Bitsy Bikini. Voilà ce qui arriva. Elle ne songeait qu'à quitter sa cabine. Elle s'enroula dans son peignoir de bain. Car elle craignait de choquer ses voisines. Et même aussi de gêner ses voisins. Un, deux, trois, elle craignait de montrer quoi? Son petit bitibiti. Savez-vous ce qui arriva? Elle doit maintenant s'élancer hors de Londres. Elle craint toujours les regards indiscrets. C'est le moment de faire voir à tout le monde ce qui la trouble et qui la fait trembler. Un, deux, trois, elle a peur de montrer quoi? Son petit Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny. Tout petit, petit bikini. Qu'elle mettait pour la première fois. Un Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny. Tout petit, petit bikini. Un bikini rouge et jaune à petits pois. Si cette histoire vous amuse, on peut la recommencer. Si c'est pas drôle, je m'excuse.
My generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je souffle ma brosse à dents. Quelle passée celle-là encore? La bleue est à mon père. La rouge est à ma mère. La jaune est à mon frère. Vous avez pas vu ma brosse à dents? Demain, j'ai un devoir d'anglais. J'aimerais bien avoir Paul McCartney pour m'aider. J'ai envie de mettre un 10 pour embêter les voisins qui roupillent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Un peu d'eau sur la figure pour me réveiller. Le dodo, c'est terminé. Je suis presque prête et ça va beaucoup mieux. Je mets mon Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Bleu. Le bleu. Le bleu.
fils? Comment a-t-il vécu? Comment a-t-il mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois, c'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi.
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac tac tac,
des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi Bonnie je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
La
Title and title at the end there, so I can get it. Les filles, c'est faire pour faire. God damn it. Let's try this again. This is why I failed French, Daniel.
Yes.
Les filles, c'est faire pour faire l'amour.
Ah, oui, oui.
So, les filles, girls, c'est faire pour faire l'amour. Something about being in love, I think.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. Girls in love about something. Anyway, hi, welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Bonjour.
One oh we. Un 01.5. Yeah, 101.5. You okay. You look very disappointed in me.
I don't even know it, so I'm not even gonna attempt it, so
yeah, true enough. And that's the thing. I don't know anybody out there if they speak French. Number counting in French is the stupidest thing.
Yeah.
Like, I have a learning disability, and it revolves around numbers is one of the problems I have. And I remember they were teaching us how to count in French. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And then it's 21, 22, 20, 21. And then it starts compounding like 30, 10, 1, 30. You know, yeah. Like, it's just this. I'm sorry, French people. I love you. Your way of counting is just, it hurts my brain. It hurts my poor English defective brain. But that's beside the point. That was Charlotte Leslie. Les filles savent faire pour faire les mots. I think I got it now.
I think so.
Oui, oui. Uh-huh. Before that was Zouzou with Tu fais partie de passé, which I think means the party's over. Something about a party being passé. Passé is finished, isn't it? Or over?
I think so. I got the next one.
Okay.
Anna Karina, Roller Girl.
You got the easy one. Before that, probably one of the most famous, I think, like 60s pop, yay. Songs,
yeah.
Probably. Serge Gainsbourg with his then lady, Brigitte Bardot, with Bonnie and Clyde. And Jacqueline Taieb.
I think so.
7 heures du matin. And we started off with
Itsy Bitsy Petite Bikini by Dahlia.
Thank you.
Oui.
Oui. So exciting news on the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market front. They've announced their dates for their second market of the year.
Not just one day.
Not just one, guys.
But 2 days.
Demand was so off the wall crazy, they had no choice. Yep. I mean, that's fantastic. Not only that, bigger venue.
Yep.
So
right here.
It's going to be here at the university. If you've ever been at University Center, where our radio station is located, there's a like a freaking gigantic multi-purpose room, right? Pretty much right below where we're at.
Yeah.
It's going to be held there. October, is it 14th and 15th?
You bet. Yeah, 14th and 15th.
Saturday and Sunday. Vendor applications are open now.
Yeah.
So if you are a vendor of weird, strange, kooky, crazy, a little bit off,
this is the place for you.
This is your. These are your people.
Yeah.
So it's because I think that they have more space, they're probably going to take on a few more vendors.
Yeah.
So don't be discouraged.
No.
That's one thing I can say. If you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to fit in. I don't know if people will buy my stuff. I'm not really a punk. Doesn't matter. This show is named Punks and Parkas, but are we punks?
No, look at us, our table.
Oh, my God.
We're like, you know, just everything. We were selling everything.
Everything. Literally everything we had sold.
Yeah.
Guys, we're not joking. We are crazily trying to replenish our stock. We'll be at the record sale that weekend instead.
Yeah.
We've already committed to do the Manitoba Music Record Show and Sale, which is going on the Sunday.
Yeah, the 15th.
The 15th. So we've already committed to that, so we won't be selling at the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, but we're definitely going to pop in.
Yeah, we'll pop in on the Saturday.
I'm super excited for this. The great thing about doing it here at the university is I know for M, one of the organizers, very important to them that this event is accessible.
Yeah.
And there were a few challenges that were unexpected at the Burnell location.
Yeah.
Mostly just due to the mass amount of people that showed up.
Yeah.
It was totally, nobody had that idea that many people would show up. So when you have a small space and that many people, all the work that Em and her crew did to ensure that that place was accessible kind of struggled a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I talked with them before the startup. It was very important to them. So the move here to the university is going to be much better. The building's accessible. Yep. All the bathrooms are accessible. There's lots of them.
There's
lots of parking, bus routes. With a bigger space, they can spread things out and have more vendors. And over 2 days, hopefully won't be as just insane.
Yeah.
Give you guys a little bit more room to breathe. Because I got to tell you, I held my pee for about, how many hours was I there? A whole day.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy. But definitely go to the website.
Yep, check it out.
Check it out. If you are not a seller, but you want to help out.
Yeah, they want vendors.
Volunteers, baby.
That's it.
volunteer applications are open.
Yep.
Tons of things to do from helping load in, load out, just going around making sure everything's okay, help, just super organized.
Yep.
all the volunteers we spoke to were having a great time. They just loved it. So can't
that's one of the things that I'll say that was really amazing about that punk rock flea market was the fact that they would come around asking us if we needed water, needed anything.
It was insane.
Yeah.
I've never sold at a market or anything where people were so caring.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. That's why I say to people, like, if you're a vendor, get on it. They take care of you. Like, there was one point we were so busy, we had a plumbing issue at the house.
I had to go home, and you need a change.
I need a change. I mean, I was out of loonies, and Em comes by, she's like, how you doing? I was like, I hate to ask this, but I need change. Is it even possible? She's like, yeah, give me a 20, and gone. And then 5 minutes later, she's like, here you go. Like, fantastic. Most people, you're on your own. So definitely one of the best markets.
Yes.
Out there. So go check out their website.
Yep.
You can find them on Instagram as well. Meme Game is strong, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Meme Game is strong on that account. That's all I got to say. Speaking of volunteering, you, Mr. Volunteer of the Year here.
Starting next month, Jazz Fest.
You are not going to be home all summer.
Jazz Fest, and then we go right into Folk Fest. And right into Fringe Fest.
Yeah, once that Jazz Fest kicks off in the city, that's it.
Yep.
It's festival season is on. So I believe both organizations are still taking volunteers. A lot of them take up until...
Yeah.
Because people's schedules change.
Yep.
People can't make it. It's always good to have a backup. So,
yep.
And you're going to test, especially for Jazz Fest, because that's the first one.
Yep.
How was the process for being a volunteer?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Pretty easy to sign up.
It's not rocket science, people. You show up, you sling some beers.
Yeah.
You direct people to their seats.
Take money for their tickets.
Yeah.
Give them their tickets. Like, yeah.
And it's a fun time.
Yep.
They treat their volunteers well, so we can't we can't encourage you guys enough to go and volunteer.
Yeah.
We had a crazy storm in the city last night.
Oh, yeah. It was one heck of a snowstorm.
Don't even say that word, dude.
Rain. It was rain. And
well, the hail looked like snow.
And lightning and thunder.
Holy man. And your girl here who doesn't like it was stuck driving.
Yeah, she had a venture to the east side of the city.
It was like our storms go from like west to east.
Yeah,
usually, and I was driving west to east with the storm whole damn way.
And then into it on the way back.
And then into it on the way back because there were two like pocket cells of it that went through the city. So crazy, crazy big storm of the first storm of the year.
Yeah.
What else we got to talk about, hon?
It's Mother's Day this weekend.
The mother here didn't even know. I was like, oh, yeah.
Don't forget Mother's to Day. Call your mother on Sunday.
Call your mother.
Yes.
Your mother, your parents, call your parents.
Yeah.
Your parents miss you.
Yes.
I'd call my parents if I could.
Yeah.
They miss you. Call them.
Do.
Yeah. Treat your mom right.
Yeah.
She works hard. Damn it.
Damn right.
Look how hard I work. I cry over buttering bread the wrong way.
Right?
Mothers work hard. Had a rough month, okay? Anyway, let's get into some music.
Yeah.
This is Alice Donna. C'est pas prudent. Which means, I think it means it's not prudent or it's not important.
Okay.
And someone's going to call me and tell me that my French is completely off.
Your French is wrong.
Rendez-vous fou de grand air et brûlé de soleil, quel train d'enfer. On s'aime au grand soleil, le monde nous appartient. Viens vite, mon amour, viens, viens, on vient. Car c'est bon de tenir le volant, de rouler libre, les cheveux dans le vent. Fureur de vivre, on frise le dessin. Thank you.
rendez-vous, fou de grand air, et brûlé de soleil, quel train d'enfer. On sait mon grand soleil, le monde nous appartient. Viens vite mon amour, viens, viens, on vient. C'est 20 ans, fureur de vivre, on s'embrasse à deux sens, c'est pas prudent. C'est joli le paradis.
Ses yeux trop curieux tout autour viens donc chez moi, viens chez moi, viens chez moi. Pas sérieux, mon amour, oui, mais le plus souvent, quand on fait dans la vie, que ce qui est sérieux, mon amour, c'est comme ça qu'on s'ennuie, qu'on s'ennuie, qu'on s'ennuie, c'est comme ça qu'on s'ennuie, qu'on s'ennuie, qu'on s'ennuie, c'est comme ça qu'on s'ennuie.
And that's it. We are done.
That is it.
Bonsoir, mes amis.
Ah, bonsoir, mes amis.
Je suis dans la house et sleepé dans mes bed.
Sure. Let's go with that.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care. We're going to finish off on some François Hardy. With On dit de lune. Lune? Whatever. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, see you guys.
Baby. et toutes les folies et toutes les fureurs Saint-Tropez, Saint-Tropez. Santa Fe. Ils diront comme un regret les syllabes de ton nom, Saint-Tropez, Saint-Tropez. Quel est donc ton secret, Saint-Tropez? Tes filles et tes voiles sous les étoiles, le soleil sur tes dalles, ta folle vanité, Saint-Tropez, Saint-Tropez.